Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Here's something that you have got to pay attention to. It's starting to happen around the country. The Republicans as a party are coordinating the restraint of votes in a number of battleground states. And starts with Florida. And I'm going to tell you some of what the appearance of what it is and then the reality. The appearance frequently is things like very restricted or non-existent mail-in ballots, you know, without a doctor's excuse, limited drop boxes, you know, limited hours, limited voting machines and all that. Florida started it off, was one of the ones that started off along with Georgia. And independent election officials in the state, nonpartisan, called it a travesty. It reduces confidence in the voter. It's a grave security risk. It prevents you from giving help to people standing in line, advising them of anything, giving them water. There's going to be less voting by mail, just less participation. Penalties on individual people at the polls if they do something, and so they're therefore going to err on the side of giving no help at all. That's Florida. Something similar happened in Georgia. It's happening in Iowa, and it's happening in Texas, with slight variations among them. But here's the real story. Here's the real story. The Republicans are also planning to flood these states, these battleground states, with about 10,000 poll watchers. These poll watchers are largely thugs who in the past have been accused in some cases of harassment and intimidation. You may remember, you may not remember, 21 years ago, Florida, they were recounting the votes in Miami-Dade, and a swarm of thugs came from around the country as, quote, poll watchers. These are men, their 20s and 30s, threatening. And these poll workers were these older ladies, older gentlemen. They were intimidated and flustered. They were interfered with. And then suddenly Bush won by, what, 527 votes or something. Statewide, Republican Supreme Court puts him in as president. The recount statewide, the canvas showed that Gore had won that state. He also won nationally by 500,000 votes. And as a result, we got the invasion of Iraq. We got lax enforcement of our laws leading to 9/11. We got invasion of Afghanistan, creation of ISIS, because what happened was Saddam Hussein, you know, as bad as he was a Sunni ruling a Shiite country, and he put together a coalition government. He had a Christian foreign secretary, he had Sunnis and Shiites in it, sort of kept the lid on things. When he was killed and removed, the Shiites took over because their majority persecuted the Sunnis. The Sunnis were driven out and they became a new group and they adopted the name ISIS. George Bush helped create ISIS by doing what he did in Iraq. So that's what you get. Well, these thugs are going to be at it again in battleground states. 10,000. 10,000 is quite a few, because how many battleground states are there? There are only 50,000 states, and they're not going to do this in Alabama or New York or California and Mississippi. That's a foregone conclusion. But they are going to do it in Georgia, Texas, Florida, Iowa. They're not going to get away with it in Wisconsin. We're not putting up with that. But Michigan, Pennsylvania, all of the so-called battleground states, to try to throw the 2024 presidential election. Now, you may say, okay, Matt, look, we get it. We dig. The fact is that there'll be fewer drop boxes. They'll interfere with voting, with mail-in, so people have to show up. Okay. And you may think, okay, just a good GOTV effort will help. Well, you know something? Sure, GOTV effort, get out the vote, will help. But here is the really insidious part of this. Many of these states are passing laws that criminalize certain conduct that would be assistance to voters by poll workers, by nonpartisan poll workers. You know, if there's a long line handing them water, that's a criminal offense in some of these states. Pregnant woman faints. Yeah, you can call the emergency room. You can call an ambulance, but you can't give her water. Can't give her water. And if you do certain things that they are criminalizing, they're very vague. A lot of this could be thrown out with the right judges for vagueness. But, you know, when you have a criminal law, it has to be precise. But it's giving assistance to voters. What the heck does that mean? Somebody says to you, okay, I don't have my driver's license, but can I show you my phone bill and my electric bill? Can you even answer that question? Or are you running the risk of criminal prosecution? Isn't it true, on the other hand, that if you don't answer the question, you're not doing your job? They're only injecting uncertainty, and they're not going to do it all the time, but you're going to have thugs. So 10,000, if it's proportional by population, there'll still be quite a few in each of these dozen or so, less than that, 8 or 9 battleground states. They are going to be sitting with gimlet eyes looking at everything. They're sort of like the Stasi in East Germany, the Russian communist organization that really occupied East Germany and ran it for many years. They'll be like spies from the Chinese government, spies from the North Korean government, spies within families. They're cocking their ear, waiting in a Republican, these are Republican thugs, waiting in sort of Democratic districts like Dubuque or Des Moines in Iowa, Houston or Dallas in Texas, that kind of thing, Philadelphia, Detroit, waiting for somebody to say something. They go, aha. And then they turn them in for criminal offense. And then if there are police officers there, police officer arrests them. If they push back, they get beaten. I mean, I'm not saying this happens all the time, but this threat lingers. And it's a threat imposed by the Republican Party. Go to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. I'm talking about the voting, you know, people have to realize, don't bet against America. That's my motto. Don't bet against America. You know, they're looking for trouble in the voting thing. They have zero proof of voter fraud based on their lack of reality. They have no reality. They'll make stuff up. They'll create, who was it? Louis Gohmert said there was a war in Spain over our votes between the CIA and the Army. Come on, come on. You know, wake up. Louis, you know, what are you? Were you smoking the wrong end of the pipe, Louis? You don't. These people, they don't get it. They just don't get it. So I was there filling up my truck with gas yesterday, and a guy comes up to me and he said, "I know you," and I could tell where this was coming from. And he had heard me on the radio. Said Bill of Oconomowoc, small town. Da 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 da. Anyhow, he gets in my face and he says, "What about Guatemala?" And I said, "What about Guatemala? I've been in South America. Have you?" He said, "No." I says, "I'll tell you what. Don't bet against America. We're in good hands. Don't worry. Don't be fear-mongered." He walked away from me.
Good for you,
Bill. Why?
No, good for you. And, you know, you hit something that's really the core of this. I'm going over sort of the symptoms, what they're going to do, these crazy laws. What you're getting at is, what is the alleged justification for them in the first place? The alleged justification was getting rid of voter fraud. There isn't voter fraud. There is not voter fraud. And when there is, it's just as likely to be a Republican and Democrat. And usually it's stuff like this. A guy's mother passes away before the election, but they'd already been mailed the ballot. So he fills it out the way he thinks she would have, puts her name on it and sends it back. That's a felony. Okay. And so that sometimes get prosecuted. That's not voter fraud, and that is not what we're talking about here. And what we're talking about here is shutting down a democratic elective system, Bill. That's what we're talking about. And thanks for calling in. I'm glad, you know, you're standing up. These guys do get in your face. if they get in your face, they're making a big mistake. But the fact of the matter is that that's some very, very necessary knowledge. It's true. And thank you very much for pointing that out. So to get back to this, here's what you got. You're going to have Florida, Iowa, Georgia, Texas, and they're going to spread to Michigan, and they're going to spread to, they're going to try to spread to Wisconsin. They'll spread to Pennsylvania. They're not going to get away with it in Wisconsin. But, you know, in Arizona, they succeeded in turning over the original presidential ballots, the original ballots, to a QAnon group, Cyber Ninja. Cyber Ninja's, the head guy, is pro-QAnon, and he's pro-right-wing Republican. He's already said that the November 3rd election was a fraud. He's already said it, and he's bringing in ultraviolet machines that they're afraid he's going to use to somehow, he says he's going to use it to check the watermarks on the ballots. There are no watermarks on those ballots. He lied about that. What people are afraid about is that he'll somehow smudge them up, and then he'll claim it's a smudge ballot, whatever that means, and throw it out. And he's in Maricopa County only, Phoenix, where all the margin was, and he'll throw out 20, 30, 40,000 ballots and just say, well, Trump won. And you may say, okay, that and a buck will get him on the bus is not going to do him any good. Yes, it is going to do him good, because he's already starting to spread that to Michigan, and the Michigan Republicans, gerrymandered caucus, have already said they want some of that there. And then if you get enough of that, so that in six states, say they do it in Georgia and a few others, people go, well, Trump really won. It's not legally going to change the election, but it's going to increase violence, increase QAnon. That's what's going on. And even if they only get to do it in one state, which is Arizona, they'll say, look, the same thing would have happened in other states, increase violence, increase QAnon. Let's get back to America. Like Bill of Economwalk said, let's get back to America. You know, you're Republican, you're Democrat, you're conservative, you're liberal, so what? You believe in democracy. You don't believe in communism. You don't believe in jihad. We believe in fair elections, and by God, we're going to get them. All right. Going to the break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.